That signal, of course, means 1 o'clock. And when it's 1 o'clock here in Boston, it means it's about, I don't know, 4 in the afternoon somewhere, I guess. Yeah. As I was saying, this little phrase is something I always like to read in moments of great despair, such as today. I've been paid. And I always read this little phrase to myself, and it reassures me. I had brought nothing away from the college but a hatred of books. That little thought always does something to me. I don't know what it is. Incidentally, friends, this, of course, is this period, this half-hour period, is purchased by me in the interests of my candidacy for president of Standard Oil. As I've said before, I promise to make nice gasoline and swell petroleum products and do everything just nifty. But I have to have the support of you stockholders. So get behind me 100%, and I'll be very grateful. I'll only keep the job 10 or 15 years, and I promise to get out then. Is that clear? Swell. Let me see. Oh, I want to mention something before I forget it, that Betty Ann Groves, who is a television star, will be at the casino at Magnolia tonight and tomorrow. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. And I happen to be talking to Mr. Eisen, who, as you all know, studied under the great Carl Snagelfruger for a good many years. And Sammy is now a very accomplished musician and an orchestra leader of great note. And he and his band is or are appearing, albeit singular, at the delightful casino at Magnolia. I was in telephonic communication with Mr. Eisen just a few moments ago, and my ear is still ringing. He has a very loud voice on the phone, and somebody should speak to him about it. But I'm glad to be with you all, friends, and we've had more entries and stuff and things on What's Funny. And I even have a card here with a piece of, he says, a piece of a $10 bill. And it looks to me like a piece of a $1 bill, though. I don't think he'd send me that, a $10 bill. And it's he. I'm sorry, it's Kay Linehan. I'm awfully sorry, Kay. 100 Mount Vernon Street in West Roxbury. And she says, Dear Ray, I'm sending the attached $10 bill to put my name on your mailing list with the suggestion that a barrel of the same would eliminate the need of any further contest. And I think she's absolutely right. 100% right. Oh, gee. Life is such a problem. I'm looking at some pictures here. Well, they're not really pictures. They're great art studies by Salvador Dali. There's a whole flock of them in this particular book. It's amazing. The way that fella can, I don't know, would you say draw? But what he can do with a pencil and a piece of paper is right out of this world. Really amazing. What he's done is he has drawn the illustrations for a book of essays, and it's very impressive indeed. Makes me think that I'm pretty good upstairs. Speaking of upstairs, I hope all you people who live downstairs are keeping your radios up real loud so as to bother the people upstairs. Always do that, friends, as you go through life. Dear Ray, what would be funnier than a barrel full of Cynthia Sweet's chocolates with Ipana filling? This is really quite practical, because not only will you enjoy a delicious candy, but you will clean your teeth at the same time, thus revolutionizing the candy and toothpaste industries. Most sincerely, Marjorie Allen. Well, Marge, I think that's wonderful, and I'm going to send you some Cynthia Sweets filled with Ipana toothpaste, and I know that you will like them, as so many people do. Have you seen the new movie? It's called Young Love, and it's starring Margaret O'Brien as a two-fisted prep school athlete who has a knack for getting in trouble. And that will be opening at Murphy's Open Air Theater in Back Pasture, New Hampshire, someday soon. I think tomorrow, one of those days. Any more mail here? Yes, one other. One other that I'll read now, that is. I can't read all of it either, though. Let me see. A barrel with Harry Truman and Drew Pearson inside. Well, that's kind of funny. That's from Nancy Sheehan of Brookline. Walcott Road, and I think Nancy will send... I can't read your whole letter. And Nancy wrote in pencil, which offended me. And I'll send her some candy, but I wouldn't do it again. Now, you'll just have to use pen and ink if you're going to write into this program, because after all, if I have to show these letters to people, think how embarrassed I feel showing them the letter written to me in pencil. Goodness sakes. What could be funnier than a barrel full of passbooks? And that is submitted by Ernestine A. Mulkern of Cambridge. And I laughed at that myself. I don't know whether you laughed, so I'm going to send Ernestine a box of Cynthia Sweet's chocolates. Somebody wrote in and said we're not singing after the Chesterfield commercial anymore. Well, I'll tell you why we're not. It's because the musicians I have on the program this week can't play that song. They have to have music. Now, that's where they differ from Ken and Bill. Ken and Bill fake, you see. They can fake it. And these three men are great musicians and wouldn't dare fake. So that's why we're not having singing after the Chesterfield commercial. I may hum a little bit after today's commercial, which is coming up right now, as a matter of fact.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
ABC, ABC, that's a pretty song. Somebody wrote to me, somebody from Lowell wrote and said that when they, that particular singing commercial is on the air, they're 2 or 3 year old, or maybe she's a little older, I forget, listen to the radio and say, hobby horses. It reminds the little girl of music they play at hobby horses. I guess it does at that. Da-da-da-da. They always play something like that. Here's a card I'm going to read. This is also from Lowell, and can you imagine the time that this fellow spent with a dictionary in his hand? Now, you listen to this whole card. It's from John Thornley of 424 Chemsford Street in Lowell. He says, gentlemen, that almost threw this entry out right there. I had to go to the judges with that, and they consented to let it go by just this once, however. What could be funnier than ants in the pants of a paper hanger? Well, that's pretty funny. Being a regular and truly appreciative listener to your valued WHDH program and being thereby fully conservant of the abundant volume of hot air thus disseminated, I would suggest you install the atmospheric air purification potentialities the 1949 Philco air conditioner embraces, unless perchance you refer to conserve all the heat or prefer to conserve all the heat to solve next winter's heating perplexities. Your matinee offering certainly constitutes a sure cooler offer, for it invariably puts the heat on. Thus, when it evaporates, the humidity assumes cooler proportions by mere comparison. And he wrote a ditty for Cynthia Sweets. He said, Cynthia Sweets lead the candy parade, the sweetest and purest that ever were made. Thus, when your flavor and their flavor melts on your lips, all competition fades into total eclipse. Beautiful words sung now by Larry Lovebreath. It's awful good, John Thornley. Yeah, it's very good. I'll have to send you some candy. But speaking of that Philco air conditioner, I'm a hay fever sufferer. And I imagine there are plenty of others who suffer from it. You know, this Philco air conditioner just doesn't cool your room, but it purifies the air. In other words, it takes out the sturdlies that fly around causing people to suffer from hay fever. Now, if you do suffer from hay fever or grass fever or dust fever, and there are so, you know, people are allergic to a lot of things like that that you never realize. This Philco will clear the air before you breathe it, which isn't a bad idea. I always recommend clean air to breathe. So if you would care to have them go out and look at your house, don't forget to send me a postcard here, up here at this swell little room, and I'll read it and send the fellows out to your house. You don't have to buy anything. They'll just tell you what you should buy if you need it. Barbara Colby of... let me see. It must be Belmont. I'll have to look. No, it isn't. I don't know where it is. Something in Massachusetts, Barbara. And she says, what could be funnier than a barrel full of 50,000 watts? W-A-R-T-S. Well, I think that's pretty funny, and I'll send you some candy, Barbara, but I hope it gets to you. I think it's Belmont. I'll let them figure it out over at Cynthia Sweets. Gee, I only have three commercials today. Which comes as a pretty nasty shock. I wish I had about 15. As somebody wrote in, Duke wrote in and told me you need all those commercials to talk about. Well, I sure do. And for other reasons, too. Meanwhile, let's turn to our men of music. See, I knew you were listening anyway. Hey, see how I caught him that time? Okay, men. Thank you, men. That was our hungry trio who are substituting for Ken and Bill while on vacation. And in connection with that, there's a letter from Wollaston that says, who do you think you're kidding, Ray? You haven't three new musicians. That's Ken and Bill still supplying the music. How did it get? I thought I was getting away with something, but here's a person in Wollaston who knows that that's still Ken and Bill playing the music. And she has the proof right here in the letter. Well, it isn't really, honest. It isn't. It's from the Kilbourne twins, Nancy and Midge. That really isn't Ken and Bill. As I say, Ken and Bill are on vacation. Really they are, and that's a substitute. And the mail pool is still all for Ken and Bill, unfortunately. Looks like they'll be back Monday, according to our survey. Well, there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, I have to abide by the decision of the judges. Remember, it's final, and everyone's been very original and very apt about the whole thing. And so, unfortunately, Ken and Bill will be back. I bumped into Ken Wilson this morning, but not hot enough. He didn't fall down over in front of the Shawmut Bank. Isn't that funny? When you're on vacation, you always skulk around banks looking at winking greenbacks. Usually, towards the end of your vacation, you do that. But Ken was over there this morning, walking up and down in front of the Shawmut Bank, looking in with big, greedy eyes. You could knock his eyes off with a stick looking into the teller's cage. Excuse me, a bulletin. What's that?
Well, he owns a big house out in Jamaica Plain, you know.
Man.
Trying to do it right on his vacation. Your mortgage, mister.
Bonnie, Mr. Wilson, want to talk with you.
Yeah?
Won't take very long.
Well, I'm on vacation, though.
All you'll have to do is sign this piece of paper, sir.
Well, couldn't I do it in a couple of weeks?
No, it's essential I have this thing done by 5. Because you have to be out by noon tomorrow. You see what I mean? Well, anyway, a very happy vacation to Ken. Hey, I'm looking at these drawings of Salvador Dali, and they scare me, Leo.
By whom?
Salvador Dali. You know.
Oh, I can't stand it.
You can't, really?
No, I really don't like it.
He scares me.
And I don't scare
easily.
Too grotesque. What's that there?
Well, this thing with the moon growing on somebody's chest, and he has horns coming out of their arms, and all kinds of scary things like that. I get all scared when I look at Salvador Dali. Why does he do that? There must be some reason for it. But he you know, incidentally, Salvador Dali does all right. I mean, he's world famous, and some of his drawings...
Well, I suppose. How can you enjoy his drawings? I mean, actually...
Well, if you know what he's trying to do, I suppose.
I mean, just the ordinary layman. How can you enjoy anything so unusual, so out of this world?
Well, if you can say nothing more for Salvador Dali, you don't pass over his work without looking at it.
No, I'll admit that.
Which is something that you can't say about all artists. You'll stop.
Is this an open forum? May I speak?
Yes, it certainly is, Leo. It's been
thrown out. Which type of art do you care for most, Ray? Now, you're not an artist, but painting,
I mean.
I mean outside of magazines. I mean, I really mean it. I'm serious.
Well, all right. I think I like the American primitive. The way the Indians used to draw.
Now, don't you like New England landscape drawing or a nice big...
sunset?
No, not a sunset. A water picture.
You know. Not necessarily.
Seashore, rocks and cliffs up on the main coast.
And
a big splashy marine.
Well, if there's a petty girl in it, sure.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, sure, I like that. Yeah, very
sitting
much.
On a rock, you mean?
Sure. Well, I'd like... Oh, yes.
It would
like
have
that.
To be on the near horizon, not the far horizon.
No, very, very close. Right up near.
Well, there's nothing that pleases me more than a big ocean scene.
With a big schooner?
With a schooner. And full right up to the
listing
top.
Listing Leeward, Leo. A big schooner, big copper schooner.
A growler.
Sure. Well, what do you know about that? So you like seashore scenes?
Yes, I do.
Which, incidentally, friends, is a mouthful. Try that sometime. Seashore scenes. It's very tricky, and only that I have some swell pivot teeth, I'd be still spinning. Albeit singular. What you say you like that kind of drawing.
Drawing, yes. Uh-huh. That's my favorite type, drawing.
Well, tell me, Leo, do you like impressionist?
No, I do not care for the modern art.
You don't really?
No, I mean, don't believe it. It doesn't do anything for me.
Take Winnie Churchill. Now, he does a lot of impressionistic stuff. Do you like it?
No.
I mean, he'll put a big blob of brown or a little blob of brown way up in the right-hand corner, and the story with the picture goes that fellow is reading some book, you see. And you have to just visualize the whole thing. And a big blob of green, of course, is a tree or a lake, depending on his whim.
Have you ever seen a winter scene in New England? A little brook that isn't quite frozen over in the snow and a white birch tree? Trees are white, aren't they?
This guy has
I mean, that's
soul
real
of a
art.
Poet.
That really...
Leo, you have the soul of a poet, right?
Well, it's simply that some of my relatives are artists, and that's the type of work they...
I honestly do. You are. You,
we
you.
Have a house full at home. You must come over and see them sometime.
Of drawings and so forth?
Yes. New England, countryside, covered bridges. It's wonderful.
Wow, sounds real great to me. As I say, I have a whole flock of Esquire pictures. I'll be glad to exchange or show you, Leo. Might as well make this a fair
thing. You mean two for one?
Sure.
Okay.
What are you doing this evening, Leo?
This evening? We're doing a ball game at Bray's Field.
Oh, then you can't go out to the casino then, can you?
Well, I could drop out there for the early dinner.
Well, swell. You
I
folks,
won't be able to dance under the stars.
For those of you who are listening who aren't baseball announcers, maybe you can make it then. Isn't it a wonderful night to go out for dinner? And I know just the spot, too. You put down the top, or you open the windows in the car, and head for the casino at Magnolia. It's the kind of a drive that really sets you up for a glorious evening. out along the beautiful North Shore, out through Cohasset and Hingham, out through that way, from Salem to Magnolia with a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive. Then stroll in and be big time about it. I mean, slam the door shut and walk right in as though you know what you're doing and walk as though you have a wallet full of money.
Stand there with your hands on your hips and say, come on now.
Sure.
Action.
Just march in.
Here I am.
Slam the door. Let everyone know you're there. And you can have a cocktail at the bar. Order dinner if you wish. And you can have a delicious meal. All for $1.85. A meal for $1.85. Now, that isn't bad. You must agree. You can dance where the cool ocean breezes join you. There's music. I'll say there's music. Sammy Eisen, who, as I said before, studied under the great Carl Snagelfruger for a great many years, is furnishing music at the casino at Magnolia. And tonight, Betty Ann Groves, the singing star, will be there to sing your favorite melodies. A brown bird singing for one. I don't know what some of the others are. Incidentally, I heard Singing Sam the other morning.
You did?
And he's
the late Singing Sam, don't you?
Is he?
Isn't he late?
Well, I don't know.
I
maybe these are transcribed.
Yes, I think they are his old.
Well, I think there's been two Singing Sam anyway, Leo. I really
well,
do.
Well, maybe I'm wrong about it, Ray. I hope so.
Mm.
I've always enjoyed old Sam.
Mm-hmm. You've been a wonderful singer. Well, anyway, he sang A Brown Bird Singing. And it was a beautiful morning for it, and my eyes filled up with tears as I listened to it. It's a great old song. I used to love the way Henry Burr sang it.
And that will be one of the featured songs at Magnolia tonight?
That will. That's what Betty Ann has promised to sing for me.
Well, and I shall have to have a substitute on that ball game. I must go there tonight.
One more thing. Between dances, be sure and buy some more dance checks. Oh, no, no. Be sure to stroll the grounds, watch the ocean, bathe in the moonlight. You'll even enjoy the check, friends. There's never a cover. All the prices are reasonable. And remember, the casino at Magnolia is open for luncheon, too, as well as dining and dancing every single night. Sunday dinner all day, too. So whenever you want a good time, be smart. Look smart. Feel smart. Go to the casino at Magnolia and shave, too. Now here are our men of music.
Thank you.
Wonderful music, fellas. Just think, you only have one more day to go, and then, according to the mail count, you'll be gone for good. Maybe I can get you in on some program like Songs of All Nations or something. That's something I'll work on later, and I want you to drop up to my office after today's program. What is funnier than a groom with tight shoes in a receiving line? That's pretty funny, isn't it, Leo?
Yeah, that's funny.
All right.
Groom with tight shoes?
Or the bugler at Wonderland with a split lip. That's sent in by Sad Sam, the Undertaker's aide. And he says that if these are funny, we should send a box of chocolates to the Children's Hospital, which will be done. Thank you, Sad Sam. That is a very nice thought indeed.
What would be funnier than a barrel full of sponsors picking up their options?
That would be a laugh, Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send you
something. Especially in the summer.
I think a barrel of spaghetti is funnier than a barrel of monkeys, and besides, it would give Mary Margaret Magoon a chance to use her noodle. That's from Cap de Rochemont. That doesn't sound like a pirate's name. Does it look like a swashbuckling pirate? Incidentally, don't forget to see the swashbuckling pirate story starring Spring Byington, which will open soon. Margaret O'Brien is in the movie. She, as I said before, is a two-fisted athlete at prep school who has a knack for getting into trouble, and it's filmed in off-color, and you love it. Swell. And that'll be opening up at some outdoor theater. It has to be shown in the outdoors. Now it's time for that split-lip bugler. Swifty says, for a big Friday evening of fun and speed, see tonight's Greyhound races at Wonderland Revere, America's most beautiful Greyhound track. You'll see the champions in action in 10 great races with the featured nines bringing to post. That's the kind of drawing I like.
Is it?
Bringing to post Alice Oaks, Welcome Stranger, Rural Streak. Here are the 130 headlines. Full Steam, Alexis, Charlie Chap, Never Sunny, and Katooza. Post time, first race, 7:45. Now the weather. Daily double closes at 7:30. Revere is near, from Boston by MTA from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways, on the WHDH scoreboard. Two big floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. See the big Friday night racing show tonight at Wonderland. And bring the ladies with you. They'll enjoy Greyhound racing, and they'll thrill to Wonderland's beautiful gardens that are now smelling. So be sure to be there. They smell good. If you go there, friend, you'll feel good again. Well, so much for Wonderland, and so much for all the commercials. I think that is it for the day. Yes, it is. And it's been wonderful having you here, friends, this afternoon as we've talked about art. And what else? I guess that's about all. Tomorrow we'll discuss some other subject that's on everyone's lips.
How about the evolution of bebop?
What's that again?
How about evolution of bebop tomorrow?
All right, we'll try to have him up here, too. That's a very good suggestion.
He's in town.
I understand so, yes. And if it's at all possible for us to get him, we will have him up on this program first, I might add.
Naturally. 50,000 warts, they're always right. Anxious to get here.
I've made that little rule to myself. Well, that does it. I want to thank you for dropping in. You've been wonderful, Spring. And,
thank you.
I want to tell you that I've always enjoyed your movies, particularly the one where you get hung in the first reel. I laughed at that one. I thought that was real funny. Until tomorrow, then, I hope you will tune in again. This is handsome, pert, dapper, wealthy, personable, likable, successful, capable.
And waiting for today's check.
Waiting for the check. Ray Goulding saying, thanks for listening, folks, and write to me if you get work. And one other thing, please, always, as you go through life, think of this little thought. Hang by your thumbs. And a straight line is the shortest distance between two points, really.
Bye.
Oh, one other thing. WHDH in Boston.